Humboldt County's budget is better than expected in some ways, but there's still a $12 million structural deficit, and ability to cover it will last only one more year. A mixture of pluses and minuses in last year's budget and the first 3 months of the current fiscal year was described during a December 16th Board of Supervisors presentation. The 2024 to 2025 fiscal year ended with a general fund balance $7 million higher than expected. But other fund balances, including the county's roads fund and aviation fund, are running deficits, as is the Department of Health and Human Services. Between one-time revenues and savings, the county budget is in better shape than expected. Supervisor Natalie Arroyo nodded to that, but also flagged the persistent presence of the structural deficit.
I appreciate that due to measures around increased austerity and frequency of conversations about budget and some efforts of all of our team to really buckle down and do what we can to improve the outlook, we are in a better position. I'm always intrigued when this gets reported as like making it seem like the county does not have a structural budget deficit, like we're just somehow, like we have money to give out. It's like, oh no, when I see the reporting kind of framed that way, like, oh, that is not the picture at all.
And a written staff report details a troublesome scenario not mentioned in the oral staff presentation. According to the written report, federal budget actions mean, quote, counties face substantially greater administrative responsibilities and costs for food assistance programs starting in 2026. That and Medicaid eligibility changes will be, quote, impactful to community members and community service organizations, end quote, will affect the county's ability to deliver services, primarily in the Department of Health and Human Services. The state is also affected and is expected to have a budget shortfall in 2026. The county budget's ups and downs were discussed in this exchange between Arroyo and Assistant County Administrative Officer Jessica Maceo.
If we have a structural deficit around $12 million and we'll have a fund balance of a little over $14 million, and hopefully that will be better than that, then we can cover one more year of what our structural deficit is before we really are up a creek.
Correct. This is just preliminary. At mid-year, I will give revenue, anticipated revenue adjustments and all of that, which will have a more detailed projection for you.
Okay.
All.
Yeah. Thank you. I recall a conversation that we'd had in the past, probably more than a year ago, about how we thought we were going to run out of fund balance in the middle of 26-27. So this is, I would say, good news, but it means we still have a structural deficit that is very concerning to me.
Up for approval was a series of budget adjustments, including library and district attorney's office reductions. Supervisor Michelle Bushnell noted the budget's status quo condition.
I agree with my colleagues that, you know, while it looks a little bit better, we still are in not the greatest position, and we're still at a status quo budget. We're still at 10% vacancies. We're still at a hiring freeze on some, and so while it looks better, we're, the county and the constituents in the county are still feeling that burden at times, and I want to recognize the loss that they've had as well with county services because we are implementing all these items.
After fielding the presentation, supervisors unanimously approved staff-recommended budget adjustments. Supervisor Steve Madrone was absent, with Board Chair Mike Wilson explaining that Madrone had to leave to take a phone call. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.